Well, good evening, gentlemen. It's a Friday night, and it's very lucky I got a few extra beers in, because my imaginary friend is back.
All right, then.
So where do you actually come from, anyway?
Well, the closest I can think is I'm a figment of your imagination.
Really? You look goddamn real to me.
Well, that just shows you how powerful your imagination is.
Well, I guess that's a good thing, I suppose.
But your imagination has forgotten something.
Well, here it comes.
I just checked the other day and you haven't given me a pecker.
What?
I took my trousers down the other day and I got nothing there.
What? Maybe you're gender neutral then?
No. You've just forgotten to imagine that, that's all.
Well, I don't want to imagine that.
So I'm going to go along like this without a penis.
Yeah, okay, all right. Look, I'll try and imagine one right now.
Oh, just a minute. Well, thank you very much. It's a bit small, isn't it?
Well, I'm not going to give you one bigger than I've got.
Well, it's better than nothing. Well, anyway, thank you very much. And where's the beer?
It's the usual place. You know where to get it.
Better get on with your video, innit ya? God, it feels funny walking now.
So anyway, guys, what do you think is the biggest killer of 1 to 14-year-old children?
Probably drugs.
No. Anyway, anybody out there know? Well, surprisingly, it's cancer. Now, I remember when I was a young man, you hardly ever heard of any children getting cancer. It was an old people's disease, generally speaking. So something isn't right in Disneyland, is it? And I think if you think about it, everybody knows somebody who's had a baby that is already born with an incurable disease or a very aggressive cancer. Why has nobody really started checking in on these things? Finding out why. And you think femmes with their motherly instinct and their caring and their loving would be yelling from the highest mountain. But I haven't seen that happen. Have you? But I'm not surprised. Because generally speaking, femmes are all about femmes themselves. Their caring and loving and all that is just virtual signaling and their persona.
Hey, here's your beer.
Thank you.
Still drinking Peroni, eh?
Yeah, I like it.
So do I. Hey, do you want to see my new penis?
No, thank you. So anyway, guys, a lot of you males out there are sitting on the fence. You seem to don't want to believe the things you see femmes do, and how a lot of them are quite disgusting things that they're doing nowadays. And femmes haven't changed since I was a young man, they just are more open about it. There's no real reason for any of you guys out there to get involved with a femme. They don't bring anything to the table. They just bring chaos, drama, and entitlement. They have taken over all male spaces and made it their own, and basically chased the men out. You ever noticed that femmes don't seem to make anything original themselves? They always use what men has made before, take it over, and then pretend they made it, and then destroy it. And I've seen some videos online, they say men are lonely now. Men are not lonely. Men enjoy their free time, because as soon as they get involved with a femme, they have no free time at all. And it can be difficult for young men, who generally are thinking about one thing all the time, I know I was, to not get involved with these meaningless things, and they're shallow as hell.
Hey, now I've got a penis, I know what you mean. I am a bit interested to know whether this thing actually works.
Well, you could do the same as these young guys. You could go with a professional woman of the street, if you know what I mean. That way you don't have to get involved or jump through any hoops. You just have to pay your money. Or one way or the other, you pay your money anyway.
Yeah, well, I ain't got no money. You gonna give me some?
You're a figment of my imagination. It's not gonna start costing me money, I can tell you.
Hey, try and imagine some money in my pocket, see what happens.
All right.
Hey, £150.
Well, that don't work right. I was thinking of 200.
Maybe you always got to pay the middleman, eh? Hey, I might be able to use this. Try it out, you know. Where would I go then?
Bottom of West Street, about 12 o'clock at night.
Hey, thanks. Hey, how do you know?
It was just a lucky guess, I guess. Anyway, guys, get on with your life out there. Stay away from femmes. You can't even kiss her spontaneously anymore. You have to get your lawyer present for 3 duplicate copies, a signed consent form. That's really spontaneous, isn't it? And if you notice, there's loads of sexual assault cases all over the place now. That's the Femon's new scam. It gets attention, probably gets money, and destroys the man at the same time. A perfect thing for them. The best thing to do nowadays with these entitled Femons is to just shut them out. Ignore them. Never put yourself in a position where they can scam you, hurt you, or charge you.
Hey, that's damn good advice, I think. Hey, is this penis thing I got now, is it supposed to change size?
Listen, I gave you that, I can take it away. Don't talk about it anymore to me. Anyway, guys, don't just walk away. Never be there in the first place. I don't know where this video was going, actually.
Well, I got a penis out of it.
I told you to shut up about it, or you won't get another beer.
Consider me shut up.
Take it easy, fellas.
It's changing size again.